The late, great Charlie Chaplin made 81 films. Only 7 of them, though, were in sound, as he was dead against the talkies for much of his acting career. Silent cinema, though, has made a resurgence in Galway, where founder and director Adam Scheffler hosts weekly screenings and has plans to take Laurel and Hardy, Chaplin, Buster Keating and other classics out to summer festivals in rural areas. Lorna Siggins joined a Saturday night audience for Countrywide in an upstairs wine bar cinema in Galway's Dominic Street.
We are always screening our silent films with live piano accompaniment. So please welcome Mila Maya on the piano.
That's the voice of Adam Scheffler, founder of Galway's Silent Cinema, and he is introducing a screening of Italian director Guido Brignoni's 1925 classic Machista in Hell.
It's a fantasy horror. It's just crazy special effects. I have no idea how they managed to do it in 1925, but they did it, so that makes this film even better in my eyes. Please enjoy, and thank you for coming.
Adam has a panel of musicians for his silent cinema, including Desiree Odua, Thomas Quill, Augustina Taborda and Mila Maya playing tonight.
So usually I come up with a theme, for example. A drama, like a dramatic part or a mysterious part, or just go, I follow the scene. Just try to follow what's going on. For example, if something falls, I would do like a something like that, or and I try to match it together with the scene, so you need to know very well when it's going to happen to match it.
So the talkies show up in the 1928-29. People look at silent films as something primitive, but for me personally, silent films are completely different film art. Silent films were never silent, you know, they were always with the accompaniment of the music. If you have great artists doing that, it's like being at the cinema and attending concert, music concert at the same time. Around 10,000 films of different kind were made at the beginning of cinematography. Only not even 10% survived.
Really? Till, and it's till... because of film archivists that we have these?
Yes, but you know, many of really great films were found just completely by accident. Even Metropolis, all the big titles, all the amazing films, they were found somewhere at the attic of some old house, somewhere in Brazil.
How did you start this up then?
You know, it all started 2 years ago. I thought about the silent films, like silent cinema, from really long time. I knew that it will not be as popular as just regular cinemas. It will not make enough money to stay open 7 days a week. I spent some time in Berlin. And Berlin in the 1920s was like in the epicenter of silent films, burlesque clubs, the Roaring Twenties, you know. And I've seen in Berlin clubs which are not even bigger than this place. I think that the moment when I thought about silent cinema, when I've seen Nosferatu in Babylon Theater with the orchestra, you know. So I really had the goosebumps watching that with all this musicians, you know.
Are there some films that are more difficult than others?
Yeah, comedy.
Is comedy more difficult?
Yeah, because you have to get the timing of the comedy.
Yes.
You know, if you miss it, you ruin it.
Especially when it comes to the slapstick, you know, where you have this slip on the banana, you know.
And something hits in like face. Yeah. So you have to be to get ready for that. So you kind of have to watch the movie more times to memorize where it happens, how it happens. And
so that you're anticipating this, and you've got your eye on the screen,
as well as on the
keyboard.
So it's tricky. And usually, like live, you know, up tempo music all the time, so it's hard to keep up, like for you know more than an hour.
So Laurel and Hardy is more difficult, say.
Definitely than dramas, and so that's definitely harder.
And it's upbeat all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when it's like a drama,
you
romantic
can't make
movie,
any pause during screening.
No.
Yeah, like romantic movies or drama, or it's just easier to create some moments and you know harmonies that would work really well, but you can breathe a bit more. But I love doing.
Lorna Siggins reporting there. Silentcinema.ie for more details.